Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, she always messed me up. Hello, universe, and this be the bee. Registered nurse and retired U.S. Navy on a mission to promote health, wellness, but most importantly, people, happiness. The key to divine health and wellness. And you are listening live, unedited, to Ask Talk Radio. And we are doing Nurse to Be Philosophy. And it is Nursing Day today. And hello, nursing students, and thank you for tuning in. And today, on the mission, within the mission, is attachments. Attachments. That's right. We are going to discuss attachments. And that is for you, nursing students. You, nursing students. Is a thing that is upsetting me today is attachment. What are you attached to, nursing students? What are you attached to? I know what you're attached to. All of you in there thinking that you are so smart. You got yourself a seat in nursing school, and you're thinking you're so smart. You're looking to your right. You're looking to your left. You're looking in front of you. You're looking behind you. And the ones that think you're really smart, you're sitting in the front row thinking you're the smartest in the class because you got your straight A's and you got your seat in your class and you think you're so smart. You're so attached to that seat. You probably got that seat so warmed up because you got the class 20 minutes early. You got your little laptop. You got your pen. You got your highlighters. You got your post-its. You got your books. You got your briefcase full of stuff. And you're sitting in the front of class, and you think you're so smart. And you just did all your midterms, and your tests, and your quizzes, and in all your classes, you're doing so well. And you're, like, watching them drop like flies, and you're thinking you're so smart. But let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little pep talk from the bee. You're not. Because if you haven't failed yet, you haven't done it right yet. Because the real nurses, they've failing. They're falling over the hurdles and then smacking their face in the sand. Because those are going to be the best nurses. The ones that have failed and they're not afraid to be attached to failure. Those are the real nurses. Because let me tell you something. You little smarty sit in the front of the row and you're looking up at the board at the day when they posted the grades. And you're looking at the boards and you're going, huh, I got the 98%. You're the ones that are going to make the nurses mad when you get to the floor and you pass your NCLEX and you get to the floor and you say, that's not how you do it in the book. That's not how you get to do it in the book. Because that's when the real tests come, when you get out there and you're so attached to your book learning and your theory. And you get to the floor and you have to apply that theory. You little smarty pants sitting in that class and you're so good at applying the theory. Get out to the floor and you're all green behind the ears. And then real nurses get a hold of you and the real test begin. That's where you're going to fail. You're going to fall flat on your face and you're going to skin your nose. That's where you're going to get it. You're going to get it right there. So let me tell you something. If you haven't failed yet, and you're just going right through nursing school, and you're fooling all the nursing teachers and their students, and they're all just so afraid of you because you're the top of the class, and you're looking so good, and you're just so, and your little scrubs are just so pressed, so nice and tight, and everything's just right. Let me tell you something. You don't get it when you get to the floor. Because one old school nurse, she's going to put you straight. And you're going to skin your nose right on the floor, right in front of everybody, and you're going to be set straight. Because nursing school doesn't stop when you become an RN and you're on the floor. That's where it begins. Nursing school begins when you get to the floor. So if you're so attached to them grades right now, let me tell you, you're going to get a rude awakening when you get to that floor. Because let me tell you something. Yesterday, I was watching some YouTube videos about care plans because I've been doing my nurse-to-be philosophies and I've been grabbing these NANDA-approved nursing diagnoses and I've been doing my podcast every day here with a nursing diagnosis because I think it's important that we take these and we take each one of them. And attachments is one of the NANDA-approved nursing diagnoses. And I've been listening to my Sada Guru because I think it's important as nurses that we take a moment to reflect and have some mindfulness and we Meditate every day. Take a moment to reflect. Because if you don't, as a nurse, you're going to get PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. You can't do that. You got to be in sound mind. So I like to reflect with Sadhguru. And Sadhguru says, for a committed man or woman, there is no such thing as failure. And I watched this YouTube kid, and he was doing he was trying real hard to help his other fellow nursing students build care plans properly. And then I noticed on the top of his YouTube video, he wrote, I failed out of nursing school. And I felt a sense of sorrow deep in my gut. And I wanted to grab that kid, and I wanted to tell him, you didn't fail out of nursing school. We all, as nurses, have failed. We're all a bunch of losers. We all a bunch of losers when it comes to being a nurse. If you're not a loser as a nurse, you are not a nurse. Because you've got to lose as a nurse to lose yourself. You've got to lose to know what it's like to hold someone's hand in their darkest hours. You've got to know what it's like to fail. You can't be so strong in your head to think that you're just so smart. You're such a smarty sitting in the front row with your post-its that you're so good. You always get a 98. You're the top of the class. Oh, you can't. You got to be broken down and build back up every time. Broken down, build back up. Broken down, build back up. Because if you're not, you won't be a strong nurse. Two videos, and then he's put, I failed out of nursing school. Well, get back in there, and you get back in there, and you pass them classes and retake them. Because I will tell you, you talk to any good nurse, and she will tell you, I failed. You know what? And I will tell you this. I failed anatomy and physiology 3 times. And you know what? I'll tell you why I failed anatomy and physiology 3 times. Because when I went through nursing school, you had to have an A, and not only an A, you had to have an A-plus to get through anatomy and physiology. Because when I went through, it was competitive. To get in the program, you had to have a 3.8 with a cutoff for the GPA to get into the program. Now you just have to have a C, and you can get in the program. This is the waiting list. Just get on the waiting list. It's 3 years you get in. That ought to scare some people from going into the hospital there. Those are C students. It is not to say the C average to be into the nursing program. That's it. So if you don't fail, you don't know what you're doing. But I will tell you, anatomy and physiology, I was getting, as soon as I got a B, I would just drop the class because I didn't want to have that GPA on my GPA. I need to have at least a 3.8 GPA at all times. And to get into the BSN program, if your GPA was not a 3.8, you were not going to get into the nursing program. You were not. They cut you just like a piece of cheese. You're out of there. So I want to tell you, let it go. Retake it. You got to be ready to fail. And if you're overconfident, they're going to come get you. Don't be raising your hand every 5 seconds saying, I got the answer. I got an answer. Them nursing teachers don't care if you got the answer. Sometimes they're asking you arbitrary questions. And if a vocabulary word is too big for you, I'm sorry. They want you to be thinkers. They want you to be thinkers. They want you to know what critical thinking is. And the other thing I want you to do, attachment. This show is just for everyone, from 2 to 102, attachment. I want you to know what these nursing people go through. Attachment. You are attached to this book of knowledge that you're gaining, and this word nurse. Be attached to it. That's fine, but let it go. Know that you're a loser. There is no difference between you and the people you care for. And that someday you're going to be a patient. And you got to think, do you want an overconfident person caring for you? No, you don't. You want someone that is human, that you can connect to. You've got to let it go. you've got to know it's okay to skin your nose, because there's a nurse right behind you that's going to be a team player. That you ever play a sport and think to yourself, oh, you'd be playing softball. When I play 8 seasons of softball. Just to let you know, I got to do a little braggy here. I'm a real Rockford Peach. I am a real Rockford Peach. Remember that movie, Rockford Peaches, and Tom Hanks said in the movie, there's no crying in baseball. Well, there's no crying in nursing. When you're on that, you better not be crying. You better not be crying unless you're crying with someone. But let me tell you something about softball. It's just like nursing. You got to be a team player. With that ball, if you see your second baseman, she's ready to miss that fly ball coming at her. You better get behind her and catch it. You better be shortstop. You better run over there and catch that ball so that other team gets out. Rockford Peaches will tell you, we play softball hardcore. We are team players. The same with nursing. You see, you working in the ICU, you see that telemetry monitor, you see that dysrhythmia, you go over there, you tell your other nursing friend, you say, hey, listen, I see this dysrhythmia, let's get some orders in here, let's get this patient before they crash. And everybody will go over to that patient, and they will all work as a team player in that ICU, and they will help that other nurse, sister nurse, or brother nurse, and they will all work as a team player. And they will work to make sure that they catch that ball, they catch that dysrhythmia, and they prevent that patient from crashing. Because there is no place to send that patient. Because they're in the ICU, the critical care unit. Because if they got to send that patient somewhere, that patient is going to cath lab for a critical intervention. And then that patient is going to come right back to the ICU. So those ICU nurses have to be on the ball. You hear me? Because if they fall there, there is only one place to take them, and that is right to the flipping cath lab or down to the OR for an intervention or right there in the ICU. If they got a collapse, something goes on, the doctor will come right to the bedside and pop a flipping chest tube right there or do an intervention right there at the bedside. You got to catch those balls right when they're coming, because if you don't and you're not a team player, There is nothing you can do. And then you've got to face the family, you've got to face that patient, and you've got to let them know when they're coming out of that induced coma or whatever else you've had to do intervention-wise, and explain to them what the prognosis is going to be. It is important that you know nursing is a critical part of the human experience. The body and the mind, the way that things are happening in your life, your body and your mind are attached to every moment of your life. And every moment of your life is attached to someone else's moment of their life. And we need to be connected to what we need to find our happy, happy, joy, joy. Even in the darkest hours of our life. Our greatest lessons become you. And your failure builds a pyramid to your peace. And when you become attached to something that is so deep, it is your dharma. That is what you know, that is your mission to become, that you want to be a nurse. Because you want to do a selfless act for the rest of your life. Because once you become a RN, there's nothing else that you'll want to do. I'm telling you right now, you'll forget about fame. You'll forget about wealth. You'll forget about everything. You'll give up your family on Christmas Day because you'll be thinking about those patients healing. Oh, it drops my heart to think about it. How many Christmases I gave up, how many Thanksgiving, because I didn't want them, because I kept thinking, they can't be with their family. They can't be with their friends. They might not make it to the next Christmas. How many holidays, how many days I get, how many summer days, how many vacations? I said, I don't care. And they would give me double time, triple time. I didn't really give a care about the money. I really didn't. You know, I was going to be a movie star. I was going to be an actress. I was going to be a writer. I was going to do all these things. And somebody said to me, Debbie, don't you go off to Hollywood. Don't you do that. You know what? You're going to be a nurse. I said, no, I'm not. Yeah, my best friend's dad told me this. He said, no. You go back. You're not going to finish high school early. You go back your last year of high school, and you go be a CNA. I said, a what? I'm not going to. No. He said, yes. You go back to what's called VOTEC, your last year of high school, and you get your CNA. So I always listened to him because he was full of wisdom. He had 11 kids, full of wisdom. I went back, said, fine, and I loved it. And I forgot about everything. The first time I walked onto the floor and I had that connection, that human attachment to another person, and it wasn't even so much the patient, it was the mother of the patient that I was having clinicals with. The mother of the patient, she spoke to me. It was like a heart-to-heart. That attachment there, it was like the whole world disappeared. And that attachment right there told me, this is my dharma. If I never, ever, ever do anything with my life again, that one moment right there changed the whole trajectory of my life. Because I was just going to do that CNA, and I was going to go off to California, go to the FITM Academy, and I was going to go to L.A. and go to the FITM Academy, be a fashion merchandiser, and I was going to work and be a writer and make movies, and that was what I was going to do, just be in the business and write movies and do all that. But that moment when that mother connected to me and told me her story and told me, I like to share the intimate heart to heart that I've had with patients and families and experiences I've had on the floor. But that moment, that human connection I had with that mother changed me. My best friend's father, for encouraging me, because he saw something in me. And I told my daughter this too, because she's in nursing school. Nurses are born. They're not made. When I was a little kid, I used to have a little porch at my house, and I would have a little clinic for animals. I would go find little squirrels, and I would save their lives. Me and my cat Dusty, he was my assistant, and we would go save little squirrels, little birds, and we would go around a vetery, and if we found something, we would save it, and then we would go find the tree herbs and the flowers and the things, and I'd find a little bunny, and my dad would go, and he would make me a little milk, and we would get a little eyedropper, and I would feed the bunny, and I would save it. Mr. B didn't know that about me. He didn't know that, but he could see in my eyes that I was a nurse. I was a nurse. I wasn't meant for that Hollywood shimmy shammy shoe. I was meant to be bringing happy, happy, joy, joy to the people in the hospital and the nursing homes and the wise and wonderful. And I remember being a little tap dancer back in the day when I was coming up. And I would be tap dancing in the nursing homes. And I enjoyed being tap dancing for the wise and wonderful in the nursing homes more than I liked being on the stage for 500 people in downtown Chicago. I will tell you that. And I didn't see it then. But that is my dharma. That was my little past. That's where my attachment was. But it takes some time for somebody to see it in you and to say it to you. And I saw that with my daughter. I said, you know what? You know what? You have it too. You have the nursing. You have the nursing niche. You have the nursing niche. And I know all of you in nursing school, all of you were little baby bird lovers. All of you had a little baby bird in your hand. You brought it to your mom and said, Mom, please help me save this baby bird. It fell out of a tree. How many of you nursing students found a baby bird one time when you were growing up? One time. At least one time found a baby bird and said, Mom, Mama, we got to save this baby bird. Had a little attachment So baby brother fell out of a tree, and your mom said, oh, man, I can't tell this kid we're not going to save this baby bird. And you tried to save that baby bird, and it didn't work, huh? Because it didn't have his mother or whatever, and he didn't have the skills, and he failed. And you failed, and you had to let it go, and you felt like a loser. But it's okay, because failing is what teaches you that being a loser is letting go of the loose part of what you don't know about you. The greatest lesson in your life is falling down, because that's what teaches you that you can get back up all on your own. You ever watch a little kid run around and fall down, and the mom and the dad says, don't run over there. And the little kid looks to see if his mom's going to help him up. And if the little kid's mom doesn't help him up, he doesn't cry. And then he just gets right back up out of the playground and goes and keeps on playing. And he walks and then he runs. And his knees will be bleeding and he doesn't even care. And he just keeps playing. But if the mom goes over there and tries to help him up, start crying and acts like he's disabled, can't move, oh, I can't move. No. When you fall down and you fail, it is you who's got to figure out you're a loser, and nobody gives a crap that you're a loser, you're a failure. You got to get up, little kid, just like you did on the playground when your mom wasn't there, and get up and keep going. Get back in there with the kids. And maybe you're like 5, 6 steps behind them, but you got to run and catch up with the rest of the nursing students. Maybe you failed anatomy and physiology. Take it once, take it twice, take it 3 times. And you get in the block with the rest of the nursing students and you catch up. You hear me, YouTuber, making them care plan videos that you said you failed out of nursing school. No, you didn't fail out of nursing school. You fell. You fell, and now you got to get back up and get back in nursing school, because there are patients waiting for you. There is somebody that needs you. Get up. Get up. I tell you, you got an attachment. You got the nursing bug. You got the nursing niche. You got the nursing niche. And it is your happy, happy, joy, joy that you're going to bring to the hospital, to the nursing home, to somebody at Circle K who's got a headache today. And you're going to tell him, you know what? You don't have a headache. You just need to drink some more water. You're dehydrated. And the guy at Circle K is going to say, you know what? I think you're right. I haven't drinking any water all day today. I've just been so busy working here at Circle K. Thank you so much. And he's going to be like, how did you know that? And you're going to say, well, I'm in nursing school, and I learned about, you know, you get a headache when you're dehydrated. You nursing students don't even understand how much knowledge you know and that you're going to be bringing to people. So, like I said, I do this show, you know, every 7 shows, I do a show for you nursing students. And this attachment one is one of them. And maybe I'm calling to some of you nursing, little nurses out there, some future nurses. And maybe some mothers out there are listening. You see your little kid playing with the dog, playing nurse to the dog. That's a future nurse. Maybe you got a daughter or a son that's very caring and very nurturing, and has a little kitty cat that she follows around and holds it and cuddles it and is always caring for it, and just, that's a future nurse. So I ask you today, go out and look for the future nurses and nurture that, because we need good nurses in the world. And maybe some of them are failing right now at nursing school, but that don't mean they're not going to be nurses. That means you got to tell them, keep going. Get back up. Don't cry about it. Maybe you cry a little bit, but cry. We're emotional creatures, people. It's okay to cry a little bit. Cry a little bit, get over it, and get back in there. Because we need you. We need you, nurses, and stay attached to it. Like Sadhguru says, I'm going to tell you this, and this is your Zen thought. This is your homework. Get some Sadhguru in your life. Sadhguru. And I want to say thank you to him. He's an excellent guru. get some guru in your life. Find a good guru like him. And go meditate. Get some mindfulness in your life. Take some time in your life every day. Some mindfulness. Sit down. Don't have that PTSD. Have some guru in your life. Have some Zen in your life. Some Zen. Take some Zen time in your life. And sit down. It's your homework. Sit down and have some attachment to that. And I want you to think. What are you attached to? What are your attachments in your life? Is it failure? Are you attached? Let it go. Let it go. And you need to reflect. And don't find the loser in you. Find what you want to find the Dharma. Find a Dharma in your life. And then be passionate about that. And it's okay to fall down and skin your knees. Getting back up and keep going forward. What? Okay, you know what? This is why I'm in the Aura Zen studio today. This is what's making me mad. He's got this screen up and it's saying this count backwards. I told him I've got 2 minutes. I'm at the 3 minute mark. Oh my goodness, I have babbled for 3 minutes. So today's thought is for you nursing students thinking that you have failed. You have not failed. You have to keep going forward. Like Denzel Washington has said, fall forward. Fail forward. I say fail forward. We are all a bunch of losers. You all just don't see that. You're so focused on success. And the little nursing student sitting in the front row thinks she's the cat's meow. Well, I'd like to meow and tell you, no, she's not. When she gets to the floor, them new grad nurses, they got the worst. Those little A students that think there's the cat's meow, they're going to get clawed by the old school nurses. Trust me, their real lessons, you can catch them when they get to the floor. So kudos to all you nursing students out there, and keep being attached. And I'm telling all you people out there, look for the nurses. Encourage them and tell them to fall forward and keep going and get them in there and tell them you're going to get to nursing school and you're going to earn your place and keep going. Keep going. All right? Keep going. And this has been Nurse to Be for S-Talk Radio Live, unedited. Tune in and tune it up. And I'll be back. I'll be back, people. And it's okay to be a loser. Just don't get lost, okay? Don't get lost in the losing. Don't get lost. Just it's okay to lose. It's okay to fail. And just keep going. That has been Nurse to Be Philosophies for Ask Talk Radio on attachments. And I'd like to say a special thanks to the gurus out there who has helped us with our mindfulness. And your homework today is get some Zen thoughts and take a moment to do some meditating and mindfulness. And speaking of meowing, my cat is at the door meowing, and would like to have a meeting with my cat next. And this has been live from the Aura Zen Studios here at Pyramid Valley in Arizona. Thank you for tuning in, and we're going to sign out, right? We're going to sign out? Yeah, we sign out? Okay, I have 30 seconds. Okay, and this has been Nurse to Be for Ask Talk Radio, Nurse to Be Philosophies on Attachment. And thank you for tuning in, and thanks, people. Think that has been your Zen thought for the day. You are a creative force. And the thought is, for a committed man or woman, there is no such thing as failure. Remember that. And we're going to buzz out. Buzz, buzz. Thank you for tuning in for Ask Radio with Nurse to Be Philosophies. Buzz. Are we done? The Aura Zen Studios is very different. It's a total throw me off here. Buzz, buzz. How long have I got a buzz here? Buzzing out. And a buzz out to Aspire Radio with Nurse to Be Philosophy. Buzz. You hanging up? Okay, and we're done.